Rosh Chodesh Iyar Tavshinayin Zayin Be'inyin Derosh Dorash Moshe. There's an interesting Zohar that gives a mashal about Torah Shebal Peh, a mashal that a king gave two of his servants bundles of wheat, and one of the servants was lazy and put the bundles of wheat in his storage room and they just kind of rotted there. But the other servant took the bundles of wheat and grinded it and made it into flour and then added water and all types of ingredients and cooked it and baked it and made beautiful rolls. And when the king came to visit his servant, he served him the fresh rolls straight out of the oven, and the king had a lot of simcha from that. And the other one had nothing to show but rotted wheat. And the Zohar says that Torah Shebichsav is like wheat and Torah Shebal Peh is like bread. After we take the Torah Shebichsav and we grind it, and we work it through, and we make beautiful rolls for the king, that gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu tremendous simcha. In Parshas Shmini, it says, Dorosh Dorash Moshe V'inei Soirof. And Chazal tell us that the words Dorosh Dorash are exactly in the middle of the Torah. If you count all the words from Bereishis until Le'enei Kol Yisrael, and you divide them in half, you'll have exactly Dorosh Mikan U'Dorosh Mikan. This is an unbelievable simen min hashamayim, that the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael to darshan it. And the more we darshan it, and the more we learn out from every word, from every extra ois, this is like making beautiful rolls of bread for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It gives him tremendous simcha. The question is, if the Torah was given to us to darshan, how do we know that we won't darshan it for our benefit? Maybe we'll look for drushes to make it easier for ourselves, to make all types of things mutter. So there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Mi yaleb har Hashem, umi yokum bimkoim kotchoi, niki kapayim uvar levov, and then the pasuk goes on to say, Ze dor dorshav mevakshe ponecho Yaakov Sela. This is the generations and the dorshe atoirah, those who are mevakshe ponecho Hashem. In other words, the ones who are able to darshan the Torah are the niki kapayim uvar levov, those who are not looking l'teyelis atzmon. Ze dor dorshav mevakshe ponecho Yaakov Sela, those are the ones who are looking for you Hashem, and not l'teyelis atzmon. And I was thinking how nice it is that dafka the words Drosh Dorash in Parsha Shmini appear within the context of a machloikis between Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. It says, Ve'ei Seir HaChatos, Drosh Dorash Moshe V'inei Soirof, Aikzef HaLelozer V'alisomer B'nei Aaron HaNisorim. And he asks them, Adua lo yechaltem es HaChatos B'mkoim HaKodesh? But then Aaron comes to Moshe and answers, Hein ayoim ikrivu es chatosom es oilosom lefnei Hashem v'atikreno oisi koele v'yochalti chatos ayoim ayitav b'enei Hashem v'yishma Moshe v'yitav b'enov. It's interesting that the words Dorosh Dorash that come to teach us about darshaning the Torah appear exactly in the context of a machloikis between the G'doyli Ador, Moshe Rabbeinu, who heard the Torah mipi Gvura, and he understood from Hashem that this is the way it should be done. Could there be anyone greater than Moshe? And yet Aaron HaKohen answered him, and Moshe was maskim and agreed with Aaron. Hashem is teaching us that when we darshan the Torah, there will be machloikasin. There will be different ways of learning up the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But people like Moshe and Aaron, Niki kapayim uvar levov, mevakshe ponecho, such people, when they have machloikasin l'shem shamayim, then elu ve'elu divrei elikim chayim. Hashem is telling us there will be machloikasin, but this is part of the Dorosh Dorash. And it's interesting to note that the word Dorosh doesn't just mean to darshan the Torah, it's also used in the context of being Dorosh Hashem. For example, there's a pasuk, Ki lo yazavta dorshecho Hashem, and there's another pasuk that says, Hashem looks down from Shemayim, Lirois hayesh maskil dorosh haso elikim. So perhaps the words Dorosh Dorash are doubled to teach us that it's not enough just to darshan the Torah on its own. When we darshan, there needs to be a drisha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Like it says in the pasuk, Zed dor dorshav, mevakshe ponecho. We need to be Dorosh haso elikim. When we learn the Torah, there has to be a drisha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, it's tamach chochma. We need to be looking for the Ratzon Hashem in the Torah. We need to be looking for the Rabbeinu Shloim in the Torah. Such people who are mevakshe ponecho, zed dor dorshav. The Gemara says that the pasuk Arucha me'eretz mido rechava mineyom is talking about Torah Shebal Peh that has no gvulois. I remember seeing one somewhere, I'm not sure if it was a Zohar, that the emes of Torah Shebal Peh is when a person makes himself siyogim for the Torah, to be able to keep the Torah better. If you think about it, all the mitzvahs derabanan, all the surim derabanan, kimat all of them are siyogim to make sure we're not over on isurim deraisa, to help us keep the Torah better. And it says that when a yid makes himself siyogim to keep the Torah better, he's creating a hemshech of Torah Shebal Peh and Shamayim. That is the Torah Shebal Peh that's given to every generation. When we make new siyogim and new fences and find new ways to be able to keep the Torah, to be able to uphold the Torah every generation with its nisyonis. That's a hemshich of Torah Shebal Peh. So when a Yid has nisyonis, and when a Yid makes kabbalas and shvuas and fences, and finds new ways to fight the Yetzirah, every day he has to be mechazik himself mechadosh. Every day he has to come up with new chidushim, how to keep himself strong. He's writing down Torah Shebal Peh in Shemayim. For example, someone sent us an email today. Hi, I just wanted to share. Although it's been a long time since I had a serious fall, Baruch Hashem, I've still been struggling for years with Shmiras Einayim on the street, having ups and downs every few weeks or months. Recently, I decided to get stricter with myself, and I made a Kabbalah for 1 month that every time I intentionally gaze at someone or something for more than 2 or 3 seconds with a lustful intent, while remembering this Kabbalah, I will write down in a notebook in my pocket where I was and when it happened, and once a week I will share with a GY partner that I'm close with all of the times that I failed that week. So far this idea is working very well, Baruch Hashem, and I just wanted to share it in case it helps anyone else. Rabbi, this is the real Torah Shebal Peh. We say V'sein Chalkeinu B'Torah Sechach, the Sfarim explain every person has a chelik in the Torah, and we're asking Hashem, Hashem, give us our chelik in the Torah. Every time a Yid makes a Geder, makes a Kabbalah, is mechazik himself, and makes himself siyogim to keep the Torah better, he's writing Torah Shebal Peh, he's being Mekayim Dorosh Dorash Moshe, and he's from the Mevakshe Ponecho, because he's looking to be Mekayim Dorotzen Hashem. What makes Torah different than all the other Chachmas? All the other Chachmas a person learns for himself, so that he should know more. But the Torah we don't learn to know more. Drishas HaTorah is Drishas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're looking for Hashem in the Torah. We're looking to be Mekayim Derotzen Hashem. We're looking for the Noisen HaTorah. People think, what's the use? I'm strong for a day, the next day I'm weak. I have a clean streak, then I have falls. What's the point of it all? What will be the end? The Teretz is Chas V'Shalom. Every time a Yid is Mischazik, he's writing another chapter of Torah Shebal Peh. It's the struggles themselves and the need that we have to be mischazik again and again. That's mechadish, nu chidushim in Torah Shebal Peh. If we found just one eitzah that was enough for the rest of our lives to keep us strong, it would be as if we were mechadish just one chidush in Torah. But because we keep needing to find new eitzahs and being mischazik again and again, we're zeicha to keep writing chidushei Torah in Shemayim. While we're on the topic of Dorosh Dorash Moshe, I just wanted to bring another small thought that I had once. When a Yid learns Torah properly, it's Ke'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu is Medaber. In every generation, the Tzadikim will give us over the Torah, and Be'etzim every Yid who learns Torah Lishma is Zeichat Obechina of Dorosh Dorash Moshe. It's Ke'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu alone is speaking. The very first time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts speaking to the Yidden in Mitzrayim and teaching them the Torah, the very first mitzvah he gave them is Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. And he right away says, V'yikhu lahem ish selabeis ovois selabois. What's the significance of this mitzvah that it's the very first practical mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Yidden? So I was thinking that maybe it's meramez on the Mesoira. As soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts teaching the Yidden Torah, he wants to give them over the secret of Mesoira. How do we make sure the Torah passes down from generation to generation? In the Dor of Mitzrayim and the Dor of Midbar, they had Moshe Rabbeinu to give them over the Torah. But what's going to be in the future? How is the Torah going to pass from generation to generation? So right away Hashem says, V'yikhu lahem ish selebeis ovois. Each person should take the Mesoira from their father. And their father got it from his father. And his father from his father. All the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's Ke'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to us. V'yigadeta levincha is a hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu in every generation. Selebeis ovois, selabois. First from your father's Mesoira, and then selabois, make your own house into a Bechinas Moshe Rabbeinu. V'mimata bayis miois miseh. The word miseh is the same oisius as Moshe. V'mimata bayis miois Moshe. If the house does not have the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, if a person unfortunately wasn't able to get the Mesoira from their father, for whatever reason, maybe their father was Amoret, maybe they're a Baal Tshuva, v'mimata bayis miois Moshe. So what's the Eitzah? The Torah is telling us that through Dibuk Chaverim, through a Chabura, whether it's a Chasidus, whether it's your Shul, whether it's your Shcheinim, the Korban Pesach was eaten by Chabura. Hashem is saying, by having good friends, we're able to be Mekabel the Mesoira through our friends. And I think this applies also to the struggle with the Yetzer Hara, that if a person doesn't have enough koyach on their own, they should know that if he's misdavik bechaverim and he uses the koyach of group support, whether it's on our forums, whether it's on the phone conferences, whether it's in live groups, the koyach of the chabura has the koyach to be mamshech l'mesoira for all of Klal Yisrael and for each and every one of us. May we all be zeichetake to our own personal chelek in Hashem's Torah.